Shalom, everybody. Today is Yom Rivi'i B'Shabbat, the fourth day of the week. And in the fourth aliyah of Parashat Devarim, we have nine psukim. In this aliyah, Moshe continues his speech to Bnei Yisrael, and he says that after the punishment of the Meraglim, Hashem commanded Bnei Yisrael to reverse course and head back to the desert, back to the Midbar. However, some Jews, they were called Ma'pilim, some Jews tried to enter Eretz Yisrael nonetheless, and against God's wishes, and they failed miserably. And after that terrible episode, Bnei Yisrael heads back to Midbar Sinai. Now, when Moshe describes the failure of the Ma'apilim to go into Eretz Yisrael after the episode of the Meraglim and after Bnei Yisrael's defeat, Moshe says the following: Perek Aleph, Pasuk Mem Dalet, Vayetze Ha'emori, Hayoshev Bahar Ahu Likratchem, the Emoris who lived in the mountain came to attack you, Vayir Defu Etchem, and they chased after you, they attacked you, Ka'asher ta'asena hadvorim. They attacked you the way bees attack you. Vayaktu etchem b'seir ad chorma. They attacked you tremendously like bees. What does the expression vayirdefu etchem ka'asher ta'asena hadvorim, what does that mean? Why would Moshe compare the emorim to bees? Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, tells us, based on the Medrash, that the Emorim, your enemies, all your enemies, but certainly the Emoris, they are like bees. Just like a bee dies after it stings you, that is true about the Emorim and all your enemies. When they attack us, they will get punished and they will die. However, we have to ask the following question. This is an odd thing to say. Moshe, it seems like it's an odd thing to say, Moshe is trying to tell Bnei Yisrael how wrong they were for going into Eretz, or trying to go into Eretz Yisrael without Hashem's permission. They were wrong, and they were punished by the vicious Emorim. But this pasuk seems to say the opposite. No, the Emorim died, your enemies will die, just like bees, don't worry about it. Why would Moshe say that? He's trying to tell Bnei Yisrael that they were punished because of their errors, but the punishment seems light. They and all your enemies will be punished if and when they try to attack you. Why is Moshe saying it like that? So first of all, perhaps one can suggest that indeed, that this is an act, this is an expression of Hashem's mercy, of Hashem's rachamim. Even when we are being punished, God forbid, even when we deserve to be punished, God forbid, Hashem has rachamim, Hashem has mercy. Those people will be punished as well, like the bees die after they attack. That perhaps one can say on the pshat level. However, another answer is given beautifully by the Griz, Hagon Rav Yitzchak Zev. Hagon Rav Yitzchak Zev Soloveitchik. He died in 1959. He was Rav Yosef Dov Soloveitchik's uncle. He asks this question on our aliyah. In Perek Tzadi Bet, in the 92nd chapter, in the Chidushei Rabbeinu Hagriz al HaTorah. And this is what the Griz says. He says that Moshe is indeed saying how vicious our enemies are and how much they hate us. He says, Kishiroim she'echad notein makal hasheni. V'asheni einenu machzir lo makat tachat makato, lo nir'ah kan sinato shel hamakeh. If Reuven hits Shimon, and Shimon does not respond, okay, that's very bad. But you don't see, says the Griz, Reuven's innate hatred for Shimon. He hit him once, and we moved on. However, says the Griz, ach, kishasheni machzir lo mana apaim. Says the Griz, but if Reuven hits Shimon, and Reuven knows that when he hits Shimon once, Shimon is stronger and he's going to hit back 5 times, 10 times, 100 times, he's going to beat up Reuven. You know what that shows? That shows the deep hatred of Reuven to Shimon. Reuven knows that he's going to get punished. Reuven knows he's going to get hit back. Reuven knows he's going to get hit back stronger than he himself delivered to Shimon. And yet, Reuven hits Shimon anyway. That tells us, excuse me, the incredible hatred. How much must an enemy hate us if they know that they, like a bee, will die? That's real, real hatred. We, unfortunately, have witnessed this kind of behavior and this kind of hatred in the recent past, Rahman al-Itzlan, with suicide bombers and other terrorists who know they will die. And yet they keep attacking. Golda Meir is famously quoted. I saw this in the book A Land of Our Own, an oral autobiography written in 1973 on page 242. Some people quote her otherwise. Golda Meir famously said, "Peace will come when the Arabs will love their children more than they hate us." We should be zocha to see peace in Eretz Yisrael and throughout the world. Have an amazing day, everyone.